Sunday night, rebels seeking his ouster capitalized on the damage from the Western airstrikes to erase their recent losses and return to the city's doorstep. They captured two important refineries and a strategic port within 20 hours, setting the stage for a battle insert that both sides say could help decide the war for Libya. The ease of the rebel march west along the coast underscored the essential role of Western airstrikes, which are being focused mainly on Colonel Gaddafi's ground troops. But uncertainty remains about how the poorly equipped and disorganized rebel forces might fare against Colonel Gaddafi's garrison and SERP. Japan's troubled effort to contain the nuclear contamination crisis at its stricken Fukushima Daiichi plant suffered a further setback on Sunday when alarmingly dangerous radiation levels were discovered in water puddles in the complex. The discovery forced an emergency evacuation at the plant and raised new questions about how and when cleanup workers can resume their tasks. Health experts said that the elevated radiation levels could mean that crews seeking to determine damage and fix the problems at the plant might not be able to even approach the most troubled parts of the complex indefinitely. A Japanese expert in quantum engineering said that because of the higher levels, workers would be able to remain on site for only about 15 minutes before health considerations required them to leave. That can make their jobs practically impossible and compromise attempts to bring the crisis under control. Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates declared Sunday that the unrest in Libya posed no immediate threat to the United States. Even so, he and Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said that the Obama administration was justified in taking military action to avert a massacre that could have altered the course of the popular revolts roiling the Arab world. The comments by President Obama's two top national security officials were made on multiple political talk shows on Sunday. They offered a striking illustration of the complex calculus that Mr. Obama faces in committing the military to impose a no-flight zone over Libya. It is one of the greatest gambles of his presidency. The joint appearance laid the groundwork for a speech to the nation by Mr. Obama on Monday night. It's been just 11 weeks since Representative Bobby Schilling left his family pizza business in Moline, Illinois to join Congress, but he's already battling to keep his seat in 2012. The Democratic Party is taking aggressive aim at 14 of the 87 freshman Republicans in the House that it deems the most vulnerable. One of them is Mr. Schilling. Already just a few months into his term, Democrats have run radio ads and made robocalls accusing him of supporting a partisan plan to raise public education funds. Republicans elected in traditionally blue districts like Moline are feeling the tug between their need to attract Democrats again and the omnipresent threat of someone more to the right waiting in the primary wings. Pending weeks of secretive negotiations and intense political jockeying, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and leaders of the legislature in New York announced on Sunday the outlines of a $133 billion budget that will cut state spending, impose no new major taxes, and begin a long-term overhaul of the state's bloated Medicaid programs. The agreement comes 5 days before the March 31st deadline, offering the prospect of Albany's first on-time budget in 5 years. Mr. Cuomo and his counterparts in the legislature said they hoped the development would signal a new day of responsible budgeting and effective government in a capital long criticized for its gridlock and dysfunction. And finally, Benjamin Weiser writes that the Southern District of New York almost seems like the de facto prosecutor for the world. It's taking in more international suspects than ever before. One reason is that the Justice Department is armed with new laws and has expanded its reach and tactics. It's arresting people in other countries in elaborate sting operations in which informants pose as members of organizations like the Taliban and propose crimes against the United States to see if targets will bite on the invented plots. The strategy is now under legal attack from defense lawyers who contend that New York prosecutors are manufacturing jurisdictions. But officials in the Southern District say they need to be proactive because it's too risky to wait for terrorists and other international criminals to act first.